Okay, let's get into it. Today we're doing a deep dive on writing compelling white papers for B2B. We pulled our insights straight from the experts at the Marketing Tutor. And our goal for you is pretty specific. We want to figure out how to write these really detailed, helpful papers, but also make sure they work for anyone, anywhere in the world.
It's about getting the big rewards from great white papers, the benefits, while making sure they're understood by a truly global audience. That localization piece is key.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What exactly does a white paper do? I mean, if you were explaining it to a third grader.
Well, according to the Marketing Tutor, think of it like this. It's a super detailed report that looks at a big, tricky problem and then gives smart solutions, mostly for business people.
Right, for decision makers.
And the source points to two huge benefits. First, they help people make really important decisions because they offer what they call actionable insights.
So not just ideas, but things you can actually do.
And second, they're amazing for finding new customers, for lead generation. Because the information is so valuable, people will give you their contact info to get it.
I've definitely done that. And I think part of what makes it feel so valuable, and the Marketing Tutor mentions this, is the visuals. The charts and graphs, they just make everything clearer and honestly, more persuasive.
They absolutely do. And that's actually a great transition into our second point.
Making it work for everyone.
The localization. It's so important to make sure the white paper resonates universally. The Marketing Tutor is really clear that it has to appeal to a global B2B audience.
So how do we actually pull that off? What are the strategies?
Well, the source suggests some simple things that work across any language barrier. The first one is just using clear, concise language.
Don't overwhelm the reader with jargon.
And second, use effective storytelling.
Ah, so a narrative.
Yes, a
Yep.
narrative, a story that shows a problem and then the solution that connects with people on a, a much deeper level.
That makes sense. And the third thing is structure, right? A clear beginning, middle, and end.
A very organized structure.
Yeah.
Clear opening, you define the problem, you give the solutions, and then you have a strong call to action at the end. It just guides the reader logically.
So they never feel live.
They never feel lost. And this is crucial, choosing the right real-world examples, the case studies.
Because a bad example can completely derail the trust.
It can. The source says well-chosen examples resonate across industries, and that helps build trust globally, whether your reader is in London or Tokyo.
Okay, so to sum this all up, the big lesson from the Marketing Tutor seems to be that a great white paper offers huge rewards.
New clients, more authority.
Right. But you only get those rewards if you make it simple and clear enough to work for everyone. Localization isn't an afterthought.
It's fundamental. Which leads me to a final thought for you, our listener.
Okay.
If good visuals and clear language are what make complex ideas work across the whole world, what other parts of your work could you simplify right now to reach a more universal audience?
That's a great question to end on. Something to really think about.